price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Well, we all know about the attack that took place down in New Orleans. The New Year's Day attacks. Las Vegas and New Orleans have shocked the nation, leaving investigators scrambling to understand the connections, if any, between two U.S. Army veterans responsible for the attacks. Matthew Livelsberger, a 37-year-old Army veteran, allegedly rented a Cybertruck in Colorado Springs, where he resides, before driving it to Las Vegas, Nevada. Authorities report that he loaded the vehicle with firework mortars, cans of gasoline, and other flammable materials. On Wednesday morning, he detonated the vehicle outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. The explosion killed himself instantly and injured seven others, leaving the scene in chaos as bystanders fled from the massive fireball and the plume of smoke. The other incident in New Orleans now are showing some haunting parallels from perpetrators with military backgrounds to use their use of rented vehicles in acts of calculated destruction. At the center of this investigation is the fact that they shared a history at Fort Bragg, a major U.S. Army installation in North Carolina. Well, both Livelsberger and the suspect in the Las Vegas Tesla Cybertruck explosion, Shamsuddin Jabbar, 42, was the driver of the vehicle in New Orleans. Both served at Fort Bragg during their military careers. Livelsberger and Jabbar overlapped at Fort Bragg during a pivotal period when they prepared for deployments to Afghanistan. Jabbar served in Afghanistan from 2009 to 2010, working in human resources and IT. Livelsberger's specific role at Fort Bragg remains under investigation, but officials confirmed he was stationed there during the same time frame. Livelsberger appears to have been a Special Forces Green Beret. As they rented vehicles, turning them into weapons, using the same tactic. Rented vehicles as the centerpiece of both attacks. Livelsberger rented a Tesla Cybertruck from Turo, a popular peer-to-peer car-sharing platform in Colorado Springs. Jabbar rented an F-150 Ford Lightning electric pickup truck, through the same platform. He used it to plow into crowds on the famed Bourbon Street, killing 15 and injuring dozens more. His vehicle was later found to contain firearms, pipe bombs, and remote control explosive devices. Despite background checks, neither man was flagged as a potential threat. Turo, the platform company, also stated that there were no indicators in their criminal histories that would have prevented them from renting the vehicles. The app, Turo, T-U-R-O, is a vehicle sharing app. People own vehicles and they want to share them with others. They go through a background check, a credit card is issued, and then you're allowed to use the vehicle. Now the question is, was this a calculated act of terrorism? Based on the fact that both attacks were carefully planned, using similar vehicle rentals, and the fact that they were both stationed at Fort Bragg back in 2009-2010. The difference is Leibersberger's Cybertruck was packed with a combination of flammable materials that created a devastating explosion. The other individual in New Orleans used the vehicle to run people over. When exiting the vehicle, got into a shootout with local police and was shot and killed, according to this story. Additionally, video evidence showed charred gas cans and firework mortars inside the vehicle in Las Vegas, Nevada, suggested that he intended to maximize the blast's impact. The other comparison, New Orleans, Jabbar's truck not only rammed into the crowds, but also carried concealed pipe bombs wired for a remote detonation. Investigators found an Islamic State flag attached to the vehicle, and the vehicle was discovered after the shootout. Additionally, videos on the scene show Jabbar emerging from the vehicle, pledging his allegiance to ISIS. FBI is investigating if Jabbar acted alone or in concert with Leibersberger. It is a developing story. There will be continuing investigation. The FBI has taken it over, and they are doing the investigations. The fact that it was in two states with individuals potentially connected to their military background, did they plan this, plot this out together, or was somebody else helping them? That's the question they're now looking at. So, very disturbing also with the fact that the town, New Orleans, was filled with a ton of tourists that were coming for the College Bowl football game. Notre Dame versus Georgia was supposed to have taken place last night at roughly 8 o'clock. Well, the game was postponed. It's going to be played today at 4 o'clock. Primarily due to the conflict of Thursday night football tonight with the NFL, the NCAA, and the bowl tournament folks decided to play the game today at 4. Now, the other fact that Leibensberger chose to blow the vehicle outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas? Well, was that an attempt to cause harm to the property and the guests that were staying there? That's something else they're now looking at as well. Additionally, what was found inside the vehicle was very disturbing. But the fact that it was an electric Tesla Cybertruck, initial reports came out that it was a fire from an electric vehicle. But from the start, they found that it was not just a fire, but an explosion that started it. Police were initially called because of hearing large blasts coming from the vehicle. After further briefing by the authorities in Las Vegas, getting more information, thanks to the great construction of the vehicle, it prevented people, many others, from being hurt or being hurt more severely. The police said most of the force of the explosion went up rather than out toward the people and toward the hotel. The fact that this was a Cybertruck really limited the damage that occurred. It had most of the blast go up through the roof of the truck, not out. The front glass doors at the Trump Hotel were not even shattered or broken. Pretty interesting. The main reason is the Cybertruck has 2 millimeter thick solid steel doors. The body, 1.4 millimeters thick, which is twice as thick as a normal car in its sheet metal. These doors are solid steel. Pretty interesting. He basically rented the wrong vehicle. Thank God. Short break. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Thursday, January 2nd. Kind of interesting that these two attacks took place on New Year's Day. The fact that they were somewhat perhaps connected based on their military background. Kind of interesting. Also, the fact that one was used outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, the other one obviously attacked because of the number of people that were going to be in New Orleans for the football game. So we'll keep an eye on it, see if there's any other information that comes forward. But just wanted to touch base on that. Perhaps the background of the fact that they were former Fort Bragg military veterans. Is this something they planned together on their own, or is somebody else behind it? The fact that they're connected to supporting ISIS in America is a major problem, because we always thought ISIS was eliminated by Donald Trump back when he was president. Well, have they reorganized? Have they restructured and are now operating here in the United States? Just be aware of your surroundings. Obviously, a terrorist attack, there's not really a whole lot you can think about or prepare for other than large populated events. There's going to be increased security going forward, I'm sure, for all sporting events, which they have already implemented. But what about state conventions in February? It's going to be down in Detroit at the Huntington Place, formerly known as Cobo Hall. Are we going to have to increase security for that event? Just thinking this through. That's all. Just thinking it through. It is sad that we're living in this time where people would want to do others harm. Well, obviously, they have their geopolitical beliefs, and they chose to do what they chose to do. Well, both of them are dead. I guess they were willing to sacrifice themselves for the cause. I call on the FBI, the Department of Justice, to be fully transparent. I was very surprised to see that they actually printed the name of the individual from New Orleans. Arab born in the United States. They said he was born in Texas. Kind of interesting. Because of the information that is coming forward, people are saying that this was obviously a terrorist act in how they chose to cover, even on the media, the fact that he had an ISIS flag in the vehicle. The original report said 10 people, now it's up to 15 that have passed away from the attack in New Orleans. One of the local police officers, not the FBI, speaking to the media, said that this was not only an act of terrorism, but was pure evil. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said, very simply, the driver in a pickup truck drove onto a sidewalk, going around a police car that was positioned to block vehicular traffic and to protect Bourbon Street revelers. A barrier system designed to prevent vehicle attacks was undergoing repairs in preparation for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to be played there in February. Kind of interesting that that vehicle wasn't there. Police killed the driver after he exited the vehicle and opened fire on responding officers. Upon shooting at the police, three officers returned the fire. Two of the officers were shot but are in stable condition. In addition, there were 33 people injured in the vehicle attack. Investigators recovered a handgun and an AR-style rifle after the shootout. The officer said they were not authorized to discuss any further details since the investigation is ongoing. We'll keep following these stories. Any information comes out, we'll talk about it. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin